Good morning. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip on Monday, the 26th of October. Couple of wins on the horses yesterday. Nice. Glad I re-recorded the end of that. And three from four on the NFL with Jacksonville somehow striving to turn a winning position where I actually thought we'd be home and hosed into a losing one. Basically in the blink of an eye. Went from 7 points, I think it was, in front to 7 points behind in the time it takes to change, tie your shoelaces. So disappointing there, but horses going well. Right, it is Mindset Monday, and I do realise that there's, again, people, you know, emailing me struggling, people emailing me doing well. So, you know, I've sort of talked about identifying your own abilities and your own traits. So let's just sort of move that on today. And as I say, this isn't a written program. This is, you know, I've got notes, but this is stuff that, you know, more ramblings and talking to you just to try and help you all understand and hopefully make a difference to some people. And as I say, you know, Shazwad's tweeted this morning, she's done well. I've had a lovely message, direct message from a guy who's been an FTS member for a long time, Greg, who has sent me, I'm sure he won't mind me reading it, sent me a great message this morning, just saying, screenshot, just wanted to say I've taken a consistent approach utilising four systems. My previous approach was scattergun, and I'm making consistent profit. This is the best week's trading I've ever had. My first bet of the new season was a heavy loss, but I'm firmly in profit for the season now, sticking to basic principles. And that's what I talked about last week. I sort of said about golf, it's about having these basic fundamentals. And what I sort of want to talk about today is a bit of sort of clearing the noise and starting to put a plan in place that can help you and stop reacting to basically what I think are the wrong things. And again, this is my opinion. So let's just cover some results first before I get into this, because I am getting messages. Obviously, Juve drew. Lots of people are going on the comparison that the big teams now, because there's COVID, are not performing. It can't possibly be variance. It's all got to be crowd-related and COVID-related because we can't have something as variance. We've got to have, again, it's that I've got to have something to blame. Something's happening. So let's actually look at some facts. And I've taken basically the ultimate database. Anybody can do this. I've taken the big six. I've taken the big teams. I've taken the big six in England, the big three in Spain. I've taken Bayern Munich and Dortmund in Germany. I've taken Juventus and Napoli and Inter in Italy. And you can just filter to them, and plain and simple. And you filter those teams alone, and they have won, backing them blind, since 2012. They have won 10.32 points at home, and Land the away team has won 100 points. It is an absolute fact that the big teams beat the lesser teams more often over a period of time. It's undisputed. It can't be disproved. I've got 2,000 home games there where they come out in front beating them. Now, obviously, this weekend and this season, everybody's talking City aren't winning, Juve didn't win. So the panic is down. So, excluding this week's fixtures, and I appreciate that Arsenal haven't won, Juve haven't won, Barcelona didn't beat Real Madrid, and Man U didn't beat Chelsea, so all the others won, Bayern Munich won, Atletico Madrid won, Liverpool won. But excluding this week's fixtures, in the period of lockdown, backing those teams blind has won, since lockdown started, has won 11 points. Backing those teams blind has won 11 points since lockdown. So all this, it's got to be done with COVID. It's all got to be done with no crowds. It's completely and utterly debunked straight away. In the last week, however, it's lost 4 points because they've had a bad run. But if I go back to 2015, if I go back actually to, I know when there was a bad period, I can go back. December and January 2019. So December and January 2019, before anybody had anything that even heard of COVID. Let's go, where is it? December 2019, before anyone had heard of COVID, back in those teams. December 2019, lost 9 points. And January 2020, compounded that and took it up to a loss of over 11 points. So I lost 9. That's before it was even heard of, before COVID was even heard of. If I go back to, I know because I play a lot of these teams, I can go back, I think 2015 I had a bad run. Was it 2015? I'm guessing now. So I'm calling on recall now. So we're going back to 2015. So I'm using this flipping mouse. This arthritic mouse thing or whatever it's called, RSI mouse. And you pick, I don't know, March 2015. March through to April 2015, they lost 5 points. It happens. May 2015, that's when it was, yeah, end of the season. May 2015. Back in those teams, lost 8 points fully. So back in every home game involving those teams, well, those to one of those teams was at home, lost 8 points in a month. This, since lockdown, it's winning 11 points. Since COVID, all I'm seeing and hearing is, oh, it's COVID. No, it's not. Why can't it be variance? Why can't we accept that it happens over a long period of time? So the simplest one I've got for you is, if we toss a coin, and I give you a toss of a coin, we know that is 50-50. It is 50-50. And if you do millions and millions and millions of tosses over a period of time, it will get to 50-50. That's an absolute proven fact that it will equate to 50-50. If I give it to you and say toss it 10 times, there's every chance you might have 10 heads and tails doesn't win. That doesn't mean that tails is broken. Doesn't mean anything at all. It means absolutely zero in the grand scheme of things. But because it's gambling, because it's money, because of the things I've said in week one and week two of being scarred and going round in this forever sort of decreasing circle, it becomes a big issue. It becomes a mental block, becomes why always me. It can't possibly be variance. We're always looking for someone or something to blame. It's got to be this, it's got to be that. I genuinely, until I have enough evidence, will not state that COVID or anything is having anything to do with football, because the data is too short. We've got nothing factual at all to go on. We're listening to Twitter experts. That's what I would call them. All of a sudden, they're chipping up because over the last 50 games, what they did happens to be out of kilter. That, again, it's my opinion. When I've got plenty of data and I can say Juve aren't performing as well at home, then I can talk about it. It's football. We've got to understand that goals come randomly, results can come randomly, and things lose. It is simple as that. But over a period of time, if we've done our due diligence, we've done our work, then I sit here and I carry on. But that gets down to, how do you do that? And I understand it's not a simple process, but it comes down to being the process-driven, goal-driven, and focusing on the right things rather than being money-driven and results-driven. And that's what people tend to be. So people refuse to tend to accept a loss. I say look to blame everybody else. People get locked into, and you know, I talk about this over all sorts of topics, and it's in gambling, it's heaven. Get locked into a specific opinion or a specific belief about something. And it could be in a game, they convince themselves they're going to get goals, so they back the 2.5, the 1.5, the 0.5, they keep going and it ends 0-0, and they hold their hands up and go, why me? You get absolutely tied into, or it might be a long-term thing. And one of the things I'd ask you all to consider is, and you don't have to, where do you listen to your advice from? Because I find it absolutely staggering. I get sent so much. You know, I know I'm the topic of a guy at the minute again. And I get sent so much in particular from that sort of group about things. And I look at it and I think, why would you listen to some of these people? And I'll be sort of upfront about it. If I wanted to learn tennis trading, which I don't do, but if I wanted to, I would contact Mark Iverson, Cricket Trading, I would contact Mark Iverson and I would say, Mark, can you help me out? Give me any pointers you can. I'd be happy to pay you if you want me to. If I wanted to run pre-race horse trading, I'd contact It's a Mugs Game or Peter Webb and say, guys, can you help me out? This is what I want to do. I would listen to what they had to say. There's every chance they'd say, sod off. What I find staggering is somebody will say, we're going to play second half goals. And somebody else will go, what I will do, I do it this, that and the other. And someone else goes, I'm going to do that because he does it. It could be some fucking absolute deadbeat sitting in Wetherspoons, snorting coke and shoving whiskey down his throat. That's what it could be. I find it absolutely staggering that what gamblers and people put their sight into, as if there are messiahs out there that can do things and change your life. If you genuinely think that goals aren't random and goals don't count there, then I can show you tons of data that proves that it is. It's a random game. But long-term trends do exist, and the skill is being able to identify them at the right price, which is the key thing. We can all find winners. We can all tip up 1.15 and 1.16 shots. Anybody can do it. Turning those into money becomes a lot harder, and that's why a lot of people find these things and, oh, you know, no regression, standing, no regression, not going anywhere, then it just stands still, because anything that you found in there doesn't hold up. But I want to get back. So you get into this, locked into the specific opinion, and you need to try and break that. You get focused, as I say, on the money and what that means to you, as opposed to actually what you're doing, what is the process you're going through to execute that trade, understanding the market, which I'm going to talk about next week a little bit more. Obviously, then if you've got, you know, we talked last week about my brother being bad losers. If things go wrong, you get into that sort of revenge mode where the market's been bad to me. I've got to get back on it, you know. How dare you, Vay, not win? I'm there, you know, all that sort of nonsense. And then that leads to further real discipline and not following your own rules. And, you know, how many chat groups are you in? You know, and I say it again hundreds of times, people have a plan and they veer off that plan because Jimmy posts a bet in a chat room and oh, this looks good value. And you think, oh, well, I'll just have a dabble in that as well. You know, and I've sort of said, again, with my podcast, I don't know whether a help or a hindrance to some people because that temptation to follow the bets on there. I try always to put out information that is good, and I set it up really for people who didn't want to just follow strict guidelines or perhaps do this for a living, just people who do like to have the occasional bet. And you don't build up a consistent pattern ever. So what we want to try and do is get you into building a consistent pattern. So the first thing of that, I did this years ago in 2013, was goals, writing down goals. When I was going to give up my job, I wrote down five goals and laminated them. And I've still got the card. I wrote them on card, laminated it and stuck it on my PC. You know, I'm going back before you had all these thin and wide screens, the old big block PC, and I stuck it up in the corner. And I've still got it to this day. And I said to people in 2012-13 when I did my first ever seminar, that's your starting point. What are your goals? What are you doing this for? What are the goals of it? And then I met Dave, or Dave's been a member of FTS, and Dave really, in the courses we did in the summer, really enhanced on that. He's a massive believer in it. He's taken it to levels that I can't possibly go into here about goal setting and moving it on. But you realise the importance of it, and it's all sorts of goals. You know, it's not just mine at the time when I did mine back in 2006-07. Mine were very much financial. Get out of debt, get mortgage free, buy a flash car. It was all that bollocks. You know, things I achieved, but it actually all goes together. So you know, moving on, we sort of talked about what sort of person you are. Last week we looked at why did you do things. Let's get some goals down. Just get a bit of paper and write down 10 or 15 goals of things that you want to achieve related to gambling and what effect they'll have on your life. Why? And then start to look at how are you going to. And again, I get fed up with people who haven't got time to do these things, and they, you know, post watching shit all the time on Twitter. People who say, I can't do record keeping. The guy who I said should have won there, and I said, where's your record keeping? He said, it's all in my Paddy Power account. It just annoys me. Things like that just annoy me. Because people, if you want to be serious about it, let's get serious. If you don't, that's absolutely fine. Turn me off. Go and do whatever you want to do. But if you want to get serious about it, get fucking serious. Stop the excuses. Accept there's variance. And let's get a serious approach to what we're doing. Let's actually sit down for the first times in your life and say, this is what I'm going to do. And this is how I'm going to do it. So get your goals written down there, and then put them in some sort of order, how you expect, you know, to go about them, and prioritize them. So I want this, I can do this straight away. You know, if your goal is to do this a bit more professionally, keep records better, whatever, start it. There's nothing stopping you starting that tomorrow. There's nothing stopping you starting that tomorrow. If your goal is to pay off your mortgage, obviously you've got to go through a process to get there. So that would go further down the list. It's a long-term goal. But there's short-term goals that you can deal with tomorrow. People make excuses for everything, be it weight loss, whatever. Sick to death. You know, I am one of them. If you want to lose weight, fucking exercise and don't shove all the shit in your mouth. It's fucking simple. It really is as simple as that. There, I accept there's mental blocks to that, but that's why you do goals and start to unpick them. And it's exactly the same in gambling. But what we need to do is get you to a stage where once you've got your goals, we build up over, and I'm hoping to sort of move this on in the next couple of weeks, a pattern of just taking, you know, I said last week about one market, building, even if it's a week, 2 weeks of winning success. And I'm going to bring him up, Kevin Kelly. Kevin's somebody who I've, you know, he's done a pod interview. I know Kevin's circumstances, I'm trying to help him. I've worked quite closely with him. And Kevin won over £1,000, he won't mind me saying, I'm sure, trading. He stood still for a little while, but the fact that he's won the £1,000 has shown him that he can do it, which is great. So yesterday, in our WhatsApp, we've got a trade come up. So there's some trades coming up, and we've got our trades coming up. And it's a mathematical process, nothing different. That's it. Just do the same thing every time. And the game was the game that qualified late on in the night was Malaga, and he put and he didn't put, but I won't. Paul finds the trade. Paul runs the spreadsheet, posts the trades. Paul Suggsy. So Suggsy's got the spreadsheet open, found the trade. Suggsy's put, this one's for the Brave. There's some value in the back at Malaga. I'm not going to talk about the system, but we had a price of 2.78 to a price of 3.55 available. Paul's put, I won't be playing. That's fine. That's his own decision. That's it. I've got no problem with him deciding not to play. Kevin has played. Kevin normally stakes £75. Kevin has staked £25. And his exact words, and he sent a picture of the trade, only went in for £25 because it was Malaga. I mean, for me, it's like waving a red rag in my face. Because he's half then put, what's wrong with Malaga? He's put, I'm a better striker than what Malaga have got, even with my gut. So now we're ranking the players and this and that. Not only now, we're going on the team name there. And I've put, you've got to ignore the game names and play the numbers. Just imagine every game is apples against oranges. Paul's come in, I wasn't brave enough. And Paul's was a different reason. Paul had been trading all day, pretty much level. He didn't want to go into a minus late at night. Kevin then has come back and tried to justify it. Yeah, true, I get that. But I think it's because they're generally low-scoring games. You get put off. But and then Paul has rightly said, but that's why you get those prices. If it was a high-scoring game, Kevin, that price wouldn't be available. If that there, that's the reason. That's why I say you wait for your moments. And there was a second-half goal as it goes. But I just find it, I find it staggering because that is nothing to do at all with anything other than opinion, breaking the rules. And I know he's going to, you know, I'm not having a go at you, Kev. I love you to bits, you know that. But it becomes hard when you're trying to... That's what goes on all the time, this process. And that's what I'm trying to talk about with people. Is it's getting into this process of actually establishing a pattern of behaviour, if you like, that we can make work, that provides a profit, And then we try and repeat it time and time again. So again, it's all been a little bit disjointed. I sort of wanted to cover, you know, Kevin, that happened last night, which it wouldn't have been in this. Obviously, Juventus didn't win yesterday, so that's led to an onslaught of things. But firstly, let's summarise it all. When we look at the results, these big teams haven't won all the time. Pre-COVID, they were generating losing periods, and there's plenty of them on the sheet. 8, 10, 12 points a month appear regularly. Overall, they win. Since COVID, they have won. And I am one, and it's impossible to determine. Everybody seems at the minute out to prove that COVID is ruining everything, where I just keep doing exactly the same thing, and I will look at the evidence well into the future when we get, you know, I've got 20,000 games. If I can get 5,000, 10,000 COVID games, then I might start to say, hang on a minute, look at this. Short-termism I cannot be doing with. So for those, you know, that's variance and we need to learn to understand it. But let's move it then into what do we actually do? We've talked about identifying why you join things there. Look at yourself now. Goals. So write down goals. On another piece of paper, write down who you listen to. Things you've done that you've acted on in gambling by somebody else. List them all and then put a note next to them. Why did you listen to that person? Why? What made you listen to that person in particular and take their advice to do that? A lot of it will be, well, just because he said that was what he does. I guarantee you that's what it will be. Look at that in other aspects of your life and say, would you do that? Absolute madness. Of course you wouldn't. Absolute madness. And just because somebody tries to purvey themselves as an expert on something doesn't actually necessarily mean that they are. We got one proof in gambling. You have only got one proof, and that is money. That unfortunately, you can have but it is money. If Dio shows me he's winning, I would listen to Dio. If Betty Blogger shows me he's winning, if Peter Webb shows me he's winning, that's what I would listen to. Psychoff shows me he's winning fortunes, I would aptly sit and have a chat and listen to how he does it. I'm not going to talk to some dribbling bloke in a chat room who probably having 2p on or doesn't even, some of them don't even have a bet but want to chip in. I don't bet, but here it is. You've got to live the battle, surely. You know, I'm not going to take golf advice off a guy who's never played before or can shoot 100. That's how I look at it. I think, you know, it comes down to this area of self-responsibility. So let's rewind. I appreciate a lot of gibberish today, but just because I've got thrown off and I've also had to do a couple of things at home. I had to go and pick up my mate's daughter to babysit. Got a hive engineer coming. So I do apologise if this isn't as high a quality Mindset Monday as people are expecting. But if we get, let's get some goals down. Let's get a list of what you've done and who gave you that advice and why, and everybody will have it. And next week we're going to move into this, how can we actually get some focus and build a sort of pathway to a trading success that is perfectly possible. And that's it. That's basically it. You know, to excel in anything, we need to learn certain skills, and hopefully over a period of time we can give you those skills. But, you know, I'll go back to that with Kevin. The reason that if you're going to bet 25 quid when you used to bet 75 quid because of something else, my mind boggles. It does, it boggles. So that's the sort of stuff that keeps me awake at night. Paul just said, Paul didn't want to go to bed losing. That's me done. I accept that you didn't have, don't get involved, but don't start shortchanging yourself in them. Anyway, that's it. Right, I've got some pod horses today. Pod horses, I've got quite a few. I've got Newcastle. Remember racing earlier now with the clocks gone. Newcastle, 3:55, George Ridsdale. 5 o'clock, Meritorious. 6 o'clock, Traveller. 6:30, Imperial Butterfly. Redcar, 12:10, Mount Ararat. 12:40, Mahomes. 12:40 Soapy Stevens, 1:15 Turn on the Charm, 2:25 Fleetwood Pier, 3:00 Lexington Bullet, 3:00 Time Has Wings, 3:35 Bomb Squad, 4:10 Round the Island. And then I've had some texts. I haven't checked the prices on all those. As I say, I've just got a few things on here, so I've not been able to do everything I wanted to do this morning. Where am I? Here. Messages. WhatsApp. Where are we here? Okay. Right. It is all about air. 12:30, we've got, have we got one in that? No, we haven't. So 12:30, Wild Polly, Small Win and Place. Right, no. 1:40, Lemon Tea, Air 1:40, Lemon Tea. And 3:25 Air, Permission Granted, Win and Place. They are the... and there's one at 4:00, sorry. 4:00, Bayfriars Booby, each way. So Bayfriars Booby, Win and Place in the 4:00, Permission Granted in the 3:25, Win and Place. Wild Polly, Win and Place. And Lemon Tea, Win and Place. 1:40 Lemon Tea and 12:30 Wild Polly. They are the mentions, Nitesh, thank you. All the others were official pod horses, which stand at 16 points up in the win, 16.46 and 15.05 in the place. 31 points up in 95 selections, which is very good. So hopefully we continue that. Apology. I've been thrown a bit. I had to go and pick. I got babysit my mate's daughter. He'd messed up half-term childcare, and Sam's out, so I'm on my own sword in that. Get back. So write some goals down this week. List. You know, it's good. I like to get things down because it makes you sort of absorb it better. List why you listen to people. Why does somebody, if somebody says, I'll back that at 1.7, why? That's my question. Why? Why not 1.69? Why not 1.75? Why? What due diligence, what work have they done that then you will follow along like sheep to do that? Why? What is it that you know? Because a lot of the time all this stuff is based on absolute bollocks. So write it down, why you did it there, and then we can start to actually build what suits you. Forgetting other people, you know, you've got to take a step back from the Twitter sphere, and if you're on Facebook and Instagram and whatever else, even what I say, you've got to take back and get your own plan forward, and it's skills. That's what you develop, the fundamentals and the skills to move everything forward. And if you've got goals set, it keeps you on path, because that's what you're striving for. You relate what you're doing to your goals, to the steps you're taking to achieve those. And by doing that, you build a pathway genuinely to success. That is what happens. And you build this resilience. You don't listen, you know, somebody telling me, oh, football's fucked because Juve didn't win. Stop talking shit to me. Just fuck off. I'm not interested in shite like that. I really am not. It is bollocks. And why we live in this world where everything has to be justified on one weekend or one match or whatever, it's complete and utter fucking cobblers. It's like watching a bloke up a driving range who's off 28 handicap, and he stands and he catches one flush and it's at 250. And you go, he's a really good player. No, he's not. He's fucking 28 handicap. You've caught one flash point. There, a blind squirrel can catch a nut. So let's get this in some sort of perspective and order. I appreciate lots of people listen to this, and some will think I'm talking bollocks, some will enjoy it. Make of it what you will. I know that I'm very good at what I do, and I will try and continue to help people. Enjoy your Monday. I'm off to babysit. I'll be back with you tomorrow morning.